second time in these are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford. The station wants you to know that medical mistakes claim tens of thousands of lives a year. Help reduce your risk. Visit www.ahrq.gov. This is a message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AHRQ, the Ad Council, and Healthy Skeptics here at WMFO in Medford. Anyway, yes. Oh, come on. There we go. To put this back in the CD book. The PSA book. That's my D for the night. Got Mike Stewart here. And Mike Newman. Mike on the mic. Saturday mornings, Mike Stewart. What's happening, Mike?
Doing some production work.
It's your birthday.
Yes, it is.
It's his birthday. It's 21.
Yeah, I cut my limbs and I count the rings.
Anyway, let me explain away this last set of the first hour. I just heard the Dirty Words and Why, a track released on the Marina label in 1966. I got off the compilation Pebbles Volume 5, the CD version. Came out in 1992 on AIP. Before that, the four did 69 from the compilation Back from the Grave Volume 9. Came out four years ago now, really, on Crypt. It was previously unreleased. It was recorded in 1966 by Sam Phillips. Not in Memphis, actually. I think in Nashville, but it was Sam Phillips did record it. Before that, the Hitmakers from Denmark did channeling Small Faces, What You're Gonna Do About It, from the compilation Hide and Seek Volume 1. Came out in 1995 on the Moms label, I don't know, Germany or something. It was originally released on the Sonic label in Denmark in 1966. Before that, the unrelated segments is Where You Gonna Go? From the compilation Green Crystal Ties Volume 8. Came out on collectibles in 1998. What I did not know, this was a major label release. With the story of my life, I forgot that it was on Liberty in 1967. Originally, Carlo Montez and Theme from Danger and Go-Go Boots. Not sure when that was from. I got off the compilation Nymphomania Volume 1. And then the XL kicked it off, that set, probably 20-something minutes ago, was Second Choice from the compilation Psychedelic States, Indiana in the 60s, Volume 1. It was originally released on the Paro label in 1966. We got 55 minutes to go. It's just blowing by here. Hey, you know, if you want to be a star and be the idol of handfuls and handfuls of people in the Boston area and across the internets, all you gotta do is make me a bumper, throw me a bone. All you gotta do is mention your name, your claim to fame or lack thereof, general geographic area or planet, and all the possible combinations, and mention Alex, the Desperate Hours, and WMFO, and all their possible combinations, and make an app, WAV, or an MP3. Got to be radio safe. Make an MP3 or WAV and send it to coffeeandsmokes@verizon.net. That's coffeeandsmokes@verizon.net. Don't be bashful. Anyway, coming up in the second hour will be this week's song that everybody knows and so much more. But first, an actual well-sung song, the B-side to a hideously sung A-side by an Oscar-nominated actor. These are the Desperate Hours. We'll be right back.
Scattergun Hill. It was quiet at last. A boy found safety. The danger passed. He turned homeward and never more strayed. And he spoke to his love. Said, Lord, watch over my love, if you will. I may never return from Scattergun Hill. From Scattergun Hill.
Please don't be no, for Christ's sake.
Hey, how you doing? This is...
I gotta tell ya, it isn't always sunshine and lollipops here in Candyland, California, for me, Darlene Lacey, curator of the Candy Wrapper Museum. So, when I want those gray clouds to clear up, I put on Alex at the Desperate Hours, 91.5 WMFO, Medford, Massachusetts.
Go-go girl. Put her under my Christmas tree and let me watch.
Hey, this is Nick Z from the 4019s, Los Angeles, California Garage Rock, and you're listening to The Desperate Hours on WMFO Medford. Rock on, Alex.
Why you making me cry? Tell me, why you making me cry? shalom. I don't want you to get the wrong idea about what kind of guy I am. I mean, I say yes and please and oh yeah, thank you, ma'am. I don't wear mod clothes, beat boots, or even long hair. I mean, I like guys too, but man, there ain't no way to compare.
This is Melissa Jean. You're listening to The Desperate Hours on Tufts University Radio WMFO. I really love this show.
We'll be right back.
7:27 Eastern Time. These are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Okay, let me explain away this first set of the second hour. Kind of a long one. Just heard Night Walk by the Swingers, a track originally released on the Dot label in 1958. I got the compilation Las Vegas Grind Part 3. Well, that the Shades of Night did Fluctuation. And then off the compilation Texas Flashback Part 3. Originally released on the Alamo Audio Company label in 1967. For that, the Tremors did Wondering Why. A track originally released in 1967 on the Catalina label. I got off the compilation Garage Punk Unknowns Part 2, the CD. X before that. For originally released on an EP on the Danger House label, I got off the No Thanks box set. And We're Desperate. And before that, a couple of Christmas songs. All I Want for Christmas is a Go-Go Girl by Bay Ireland. A track originally released on the Newport label 1966. I got off the compilation. It's a Go-Go World. Came out on the Psychedelic label in 2004. And then this week's song that everybody knows, Frosty the Snowman by the Ronettes, 1963. On the Phyllis label. And then we kicked it off with Nick Adams, the B-side to his take on Johnny Yuma and the Ballad of Scattergun Hill. Came out in 1960 on Mercury. It's also a mostly CD set on that one. Anyway, got a half an hour to go. One more talk break. Then we're done. Put this thing out of its misery. These are the Desperate Hours.
Digging all the crazy sounds they like. Coming up fast. Now
Percy Trout of the Percy Trout Hour from Moab, Utah, by way of Lexington, Kentucky. When I'm not listening to my own radio show, I'm digging the Desperate Hours with Alex on WMFO 91.5.
Shaking Radio Show in Rochester, New York, and you're listening to my partner in crime, Alex, keeping rock and roll alive one record at a time, right here on the Desperate Hours. On 91.5 FM WMFO Medford.
If a man can't choose which way to go, if a girl don't know where she belongs,
time? Did you drink awesome shooters and listen to awesome music and then just sit around and soak up each other's awesomeness?
Quarter pole and heading down the home stretch of the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. We run you quick through this next to last set of the evening. You just heard The Galaxies and Along Come the Man, originally released on the Panorama label in 1967. I have the compilation I'm Walking Babe. Before that, the Uncalled For did Do Like Me, released on Laurie in 1967. I get off the compilation Pebbles Volume 8. Watermelon Man from Sweden did 7 years. I got off a Children of Nuggets CD1, originally released on Tracks on Wax in Sweden in 1985. Bobby Dean did It's a Fad, Ma, from Wowsville, originally released on the Profile label in 1959. Warren Baker and the Warner Brothers Star Instrumentalist did Caper at the Coffee House from the 77 Sunset Strip soundtrack. And the Great Believers kicked it off, featuring Johnny Winter. And coming up fast, part one from the compilation Acid Visions, came out on Vox in 1983, originally released on Cascade in 1970. Anyway, let's bring this old girl home. These are the Desperate Hours.
Riding my back, running out of love down a one-way track. No little girl of mine's gonna have This is Scott Gorky from Salem State Radio. I owe my current radio existence to the guy who trained me there, Alex of the Desperate Hours.
I need something that'll keep me awake, alert, and reckless all night long.
Thursday nights from 6 to 8 p.m. on WMFO.
It's not as stable. You don't know what to expect.
It's fun for most of your family, even that weird uncle you lock in your attic.
It's good to touch the green, green grass of home.
The old hometown looks the same as I step down from the train. And there to meet me is my mama and papa. And down the road I look, and there runs Mary, hair of gold and lips like cherries. It's good to touch the green, green grass of home. Yes, they'll all come to meet me, arms are reaching, smiling sweetly. It's good to touch the green, green grass of home. The old house is still standing, though the paint is cracked and dry. And there's that old oak tree that I used to play on. And down the lane I walk with my sweet Mary, hair of gold and lips like cherries. It's good to touch the green, green grass of home. Yes, they'll all come to meet me, arms are reaching, smiling sweetly. It's good to touch the green, green grass of home. And I wake and look around me, the gray walls that surround me, and I realize that I was only dreaming. For there's a garden, there's a sad old padre, arm in arm we'll walk at daybreak again. I'll touch the green, green grass of home. Yes, they'll all come to see me in the shade of that old oak tree, as they lay me neath the green, green grass of home.
I'm staying right here, having fun as usual.
7:58, and they're playing that song. You know what that means? These were the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Mandatory listening for douchebags everywhere. Rock and roll, rhythm and blues, punk and pop track from the has-been, should-have-beens, would-have-could-has, and never-were-has from the 50s to the present day. My name is Alex, and I serve up a steaming pile of compilation cuts and drill outs each and every Thursday from 6 to 8 p.m. Okay, let me tell you what I played in this last set of the evening. Just heard the Liberty Lads and Too Much Loving, a track originally released on the Dixon label in 1965. I got it off of Hipsville Volume 2, came out on Ralphie Boy. No, it crammed in 1985. Before that, Deepest Blue did Pretty Little Thing, originally released on Bluefin in 1966. I got off the compilation, The World Ain't Round, It's Square. Before that, Charlie Pride and his take on Green Green Grass of Home from a self-titled album, came out in 1966 on RCA Victor, and The Hangman with What a Girl Can't Do, ably covered, actually spectacularly covered by The Liars years ago. Anyway, I got off the compilation, Psychotic Moose and the Soul Searchers, and it originally came out on Monument in 1966. Anyway, my name is Alex. The pleasure is mine. I'll be talking at you next Thursday at 6 p.m. Eastern.